Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what are we doing to look at? I was going to do just a regular show with the latest news going on in Hollywood, and I will do that still if we have some time left over. But three big whammies were put online today, and I think we need to discuss them. Number one, because it's still fresh in my mind, I think we should get into the Avengers trailer first, Anthony P. So,
yes.
In case you didn't know, the Avengers Age of Ultron trailer number 2 just hit the web last night. I didn't know about it till today, and I got home from work. I watched it. Before I give my opinion about it, Anthony P., what do you have to say about the new trailer?
All I got to say is, DC, watch out. Watch out, DC. My first impression... it looks amazing. Yep. It was amazing. It looks absolutely amazing. This could be even bigger than the first one. So far, I like what I see. Once again, all I gotta say is, watch out, DC. I got a feeling that this movie is going to blow Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice movie out the fucking water.
You took the words right out of my mouth as I'm watching this trailer. And, you know, look, I'm not going to deny it. Back in the day before Avengers, the first movie came out, I was negative. I thought it was going to be crap. And then I finally got to see the movie, and I seen that it wasn't crap. The trailer looked like crap to me, but when I actually watched the movie, I liked it. I enjoyed it. Because at the very least, unlike other assholes by the name of Christopher Nolan, Joss Whedon gave us a true comic book movie, okay? And
quality.
Equality, yeah, but it was fun. You see, I was tired of the same boring Nolanized comic book films that were coming out at the time. And Avengers, the first one, gave got back to the fun of it. You know, so that's why I enjoyed it immensely. But you took the words right out of my mouth. DC, Warner Brothers, I bet they're shaking. Look at you guys. Better hope and pray that your Superman versus Batman movie is good, because this trailer, the trailer alone, okay, it's going to be hard to beat. Okay, it's going to be hard to beat. Now, the one thing that I will have to say, though, I don't really know what exactly was going on in the trailer. I can't really say. I'm not going to say it made any sense to me. They show a bunch of shots, people talking, narrating. You see, you hear Iron Man talking, and you see, like, shots, I guess, of this guy, Ultron, or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, Ultron.
But the one thing I have to say is I like the cinematography, it's called. The way the movie looks, like, the way the it's filmed, I don't know what it is, but it looks different. It looks a little more higher quality than the first Avengers movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I especially like the scene where the Hulk is fighting that Hulkbuster suit.
Yes.
Or whatever. I guess Iron Man's in that suit. Am I right, Anthony P?
The only one I can picture playing in the Iron Man suit is none other than Tony Stark, of course.
Uh-huh. And he wears that suit when fighting the Hulk for some reason.
Yes.
See, I don't know much about that suit and why it's being used in the movie. The only thing I can take a guess is that at some point the Hulk becomes a renegade and rebels against the other Avengers. Unless, of course, Iron Man is the bad guy or the suit is the bad guy in the movie being controlled to defeat the Hulk. You know, I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure if Tony Stark is in that Hulkbuster suit. All I know is that the Hulk at some point is going to fight that thing.
Did you see the look in the Hulk's eyes? He had red eyes, red bloodshot eyes.
No, I missed that part. Are you talking about the part was of Dr. Banner's eyes? Are you talking about that part? Because I noticed Dr. Banner's eyes were like green.
No, I'm talking about during the fight against him versus the Hulkbuster suit.
Uh-huh.
I saw the red eyes.
No, I missed that. I got to watch it again. There's a little bit of controversy going on, Anthony P. Real quick, in the trailer, they show looks like a woman in a cave, and people are wondering who that is. Do you have any guesses of who that character is in the cave?
No idea whatsoever. All these new characters are being introduced to me. They're all new to me. So I think this is pretty interesting. So yeah,
and just from how many times have you seen the trailer so far, Anthony?
So far, this is the second one.
Okay, the second time you've seen this new trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with what you've seen in the trailer, now that you've seen it twice, could you give us more or less an idea of what you think the movie's going to be about? We all know that you don't know, but just, you know, from what you've glimpsed in the trailer, I want you to give us an idea maybe of what they're going for, what the movie's going to be about. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, we all know. My biggest guess is Ultron is going to be the main villain. Ultron is going to pose this worldwide threat. Now, last time, it took place in New York. But I think this is probably going to be even worse. Worse than the last battle. And bigger. This one took place in different countries. Everywhere. That's why I find it so interesting. And it looks as though the Avengers, the members of the Avengers, were separate. That's how big the threat is. I mean, it's wide, worldwide. Very, very interesting. So I cannot wait.
Me neither, man. Me neither. You know what? That's it. I'm putting my money on Avengers. That's it. No more. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, Superman versus Batman is not going to be better than the sequel to Avengers 2. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. Age of Ultron. I'm sorry. I'm putting all my money on Age of Ultron. Fuck Superman versus Batman. I was supporting it. I was trying to be positive over the Ben Affleck debacle. But I'm going to tell you something, man. The minute they started throwing in characters in there out of the blue, without any structure, mm-hmm. without any organization, you know, just saying, oh, you know, saying, I said to myself, you know what? Ben Affleck might be a good Batman eventually, you know, saying, but ultimately the movie's gonna be bad. Especially, yes, I'm saying there's too many elements in the Superman versus Batman that are giving me a bad vibe, for lack of a better word. You know what I'm saying? And it has nothing to do with Affleck. It has to do with Snides. You know what I'm saying? Zack Snyder, David Goyer. And some of the decisions being made, the characters being introduced out of the blue, like Cyborg, Aquafag. No. We don't want to see no Aquafag. Look, bottom line is this. Had they just used three of the characters, Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, I would have been fine. It would have been fine
but
with
the attitude,
you know?
But they added
little by little, gradually introduced the other guys, maybe in part two or three. That would have been great. But no, they want to throw everything in the kitchen sink in the first movie, and now they're talking about it's going to be two fucking movies. Do you believe that shit? Superman versus Batman, they're going to cut it into two fucking movies. What do you feel about that?
It's like you said. I've had bad vibes about this. It's like you said. They are slapping. You hear this? They're slapping things together. They are rushing it. They are just interesting, different, numerous characters all in one movie. Well, I thought was strictly between Batman and Superman. And if they were going to introduce Wonder Woman in the mix, okay, that's fine. But if you're going to add other characters in one movie, come on, man. That's too fucking fast. It's too quick.
And let me say one more thing. Sorry to cut you off.
That's all right.
Ultimately, Snides is known, if you see what he did in Man of Steel, all right,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot more destruction in that movie. There was some crazy shit going on. And ultimately, maybe Snides is going to have more action in his movie. But ultimately, check it out. I bet you any money, there's going to be more heart. There's going to be more substance. There's going to be more better story in Avengers Age of Ultron. I guarantee
it. Oh, yeah.
Because Snides is not a good storyteller. He's never been a good storyteller, never will be a good storyteller. Okay, I think we should move on because it's already 6:12. But final statements about Age of Ultron, Anthony P. Go ahead.
In shorter terms, my prediction, my money is on Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. DC, watch your back. And you know what? Even if Batman versus Superman movie had their own level of success, well, guess what? Their success will not go anywhere near as Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. My prediction is it'll never surpass Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. In short terms, watch your back, DC. Watch your back. Nub said.
All right, I agree 100%. Let's move on. Anthony P., did you look at the picture I sent you of what would have been Michael Keaton's suit had he done Batman 3?
It looked amazing. Absolutely looked amazing. And when you think about it, it actually reminds me of the one that we saw from the animated series. Closely similar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now all it needs is the black trunks to go to match the utility belt.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rubber version of the animated series look.
Exactly. You see, because at some point, see, people who don't know now, it's the people who are listening who don't know what I'm talking about. It was revealed recently the outfit that Michael Keaton would have worn. Had Tim Burton directed what people know as Batman 3. They never really came up with a title for the movie. Eventually, I bet, you know, I'm pretty sure at some point Tim Burton would have came up with a better title, maybe Batman's Revenge or Batman Triumphant, whatever. But it's known as Batman 3. And what happened was Warner Brothers, and I'm going to take this opportunity right now to destroy a myth and an urban legend.
Right.
There's an urban legend that Tim Burton, okay, left the franchise. No. I want to state this for all time. It has been said over and over. Tim Burton himself admitted it on, I think it was one of the television shows. I don't remember which one it was, but he was interviewed, and Tim Burton many years ago admitted that if the decision for him to leave the franchise was the decision made by WB, Warner Brothers, the executives. They were the bastards, all right, who didn't like what the backlash of Batman Returns because it affected sales of their products. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And it tainted Warner Brothers, you know what I'm saying, known as a family-friendly movie studio, you know?
And that's when it went
downhill.
They
wanted more control, exactly. They wanted more control, and they knew that they couldn't have more control with Tim Burton directing these movies anymore. They asked him to leave. According to Tim Burton, Warner Brothers politely asked him not to direct the third one, okay? So I wanted to put that out, because I'm sick and tired of people saying that Tim Burton left and it's his fault. No, no, no. Fuck you. It was Warner Brothers' fault, okay? Warner Brothers, so now I'm looking at the pictures, right? And I'm saying, but getting back to what you were saying, you brought up the animated series. Now, if you look at the pictures, I don't know if you're looking at it right now, but I'm looking at it right now. If you look at the pictures.
I got it in my head. Once I saw the photos, that was it. It's locked
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And what's great about the photos? What's great about the photo is the different aspects or the different shots of the suit. If you look at the head on the dummy's head, you know that's Michael Keaton's face. That's Michael Keaton's face. They were getting it. You see what they were eventually gonna do. And I'm glad you mentioned the animated series. Tim Burton. Was one of the producers, executive producers of the animated show. You know what I'm saying?
Holy
so
shit.
At this point, So at this point, at this point, what was going to happen was Tim Burton was trying to merge the animated cartoon was his own take with Batman. So that's why if you look at the suit, like you said, it appears more like the Batman suit from the animated television show. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, with the combination of the comic and his style.
Exactly. And what was going on there, if you look at the suit, what I love about it is that it looks like the suit possibly, and I'm not saying this for sure, but it looks like at some point possibly they were going to keep that other part gray. You see what I'm saying? And only the boots, the gloves, and the cape would have been black. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not saying it's the case, but it appears to me that's what they were trying to go for. I'm sure there are more photos are going to come out eventually, maybe the sculpt of the helmet. And what I like about this suit, though, it's sort of like a combination of Batman Returns suit and the 89 suit, you see? But it's not as ridiculous as ultimately the suit that was used for Val Kilmer in Batman Fag Ever. You know what I'm saying? This suit, you see, if you notice Bat and Batman Returns, they went away from the muscle like suit from Batman 89 and they were going for a more robotic look. This right here seems to be a combination of both the human physical body, the chest, but more cybernetic. It looks more biomechanical. You know what I'm saying? And I think
I don't know why they have to make it look mechanical. Is that really necessary?
Well, that was what they did in Batman Returns. If you look at the Batman Returns suit, it is way more mechanical looking. As far as like even
really,
like a robot.
I didn't really notice.
Yeah, in some sections, in the abdomen part, if you look at the suit. They were going for a more armored, robotic-type look. But this Batman 3 suit, what could have been, look at this suit. This is fucking beautiful. Look at this shit. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it looks like there are two different types here because there's one where it looks like a complete sculpt of a man body, and then there's the other one that looks like mechanical, like it's a plate that goes on top of it. I don't know, but they're like two different versions of the suit here. But anyway, the bottom line I'm trying to say is this. Not only would Batman have looked more like the Batman from the animated series had Tim Burton been allowed to do the movie, but Two-Face would have been portrayed, okay, maybe not necessarily by Billy Dee Williams, but a black actor was supposed to portray Two-Face in Batman 3, okay? And the point of contention is this. What I'm trying to say, that Two-Face, had Tim Burton directed the movie, that Two-Face would have been just like the Two-Face in the animated series as well. He would have been split, white and black. White and black. You see, it was going to be, Tim Burton was going to take Batman to a whole different level psychologically, you see, because he was going to have the Billy Dee Williams Two-Face, a black man, being scarred, but his whole face, the other side, would have been white. He was going to make like a subliminal, subtle, statement. It was going to make like a psychological statement there. You see what I'm saying? But imagine what could have been. Robin Williams would have been the Riddler. Billy Dee Williams or somebody else would have, another black actor, maybe even Denzel Washington would have been Two-Face. Tim Burton's Batman 3, what might have been. And I want you bastards out there that talk shit about Schumacher, I don't want you to blame Schumacher no more. Stop blaming Schumacher, okay? The man's a homo, so be it. Fuck it. You got to stop blaming him. If you don't like what ended up being as Batman Fag Ever and Batman and Robin, there's only one person to blame. Or rather, there was only one organization to blame. Warner Brothers.
Corporate assholes.
Exactly. Anything else you want to say about the Michael Keaton Batman 3 suit?
It looked great. You know, that would have been the most accurate suit from the comic. I would have liked it. I like the suit from the Batman 89, but I would have liked it. I would have liked this version. You know? I would have liked this version. Because it had your basic colors from the bat suit. Standard gray and black. I would have loved to see that.
And another, supposedly, we're going to get that with Snyder's Batman in Batman versus Superman. But it doesn't matter. I'm glad the person I'm glad somebody revealed this outfit. Wait a minute, we got somebody else on the air. Hold on. Caller, you're on the air.
We're going to get that with Snyder's Batman.
Yeah, caller, please lower down your radio. We can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, 302 area code, you're on the air.
Oh, that's me?
Yes, yes.
I did an accident. I was trying to catch up, man. I just got onto the show late.
Hey,
What's your name?
My name is Hollow Davis.
Nice to meet you. Hollow, we already talked about Avengers, and now we're talking about the Michael Keaton Batman 3 suit, what might have been. What do you have to say about the Avengers 2 trailer? Or rather, Age of Ultron.
Well, I did see it a while ago, but I don't remember exactly. But I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty good, man. I mean, it might be.
We're talking about a trailer that came out last night. You haven't seen the new one?
Oh, no. That's why I tuned in you guys to see what was going on.
Oh, you got to see it. It's unbelievable. Anthony P., tell him some of the best parts of the trailer.
The best parts of the trailer? You got to check out the battle between the Hulkbuster armor versus the Incredible Hulk. It looks absolutely insane.
Yeah, armor. I think I did see some. I read something about the Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah, it looks absolutely amazing. You know, I saw the look in the Hulk's eyes. I saw the look in the Hulk's eyes, and I saw red bloodshot eyes. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh man, did Tony Stark create that armor?
Who else? None other than Tony Stark himself. If he built the original suit, why not with the Hulkbuster outfit? So, who else?
Or with the
help from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, kind of.
But
like,
other than that, it's Tony.
Kind of like how Batman has something for everybody, huh?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm at the broadcast again because I missed the whole thing.
Oh, that's all right, man. Go on, take your time, do what you got to do.
Okay. All right, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
All right, man. Cool. Peace.
Peace.
Wow. Absolutely unbelievable.
So, okay, anything else you want to say about the Batman 3 suit, Anthony?
Well, it's like I said, it looked absolutely amazing. It reminds me of the one from the comic, and it looks like something closely similar to the animated series. I would have loved to see it. So, yeah, looked amazing.
Well, like I said, blame Warner Brothers, okay? And let me tell you another thing. If Ben Affleck doesn't pull it off, let me tell you another thing. If Ben Affleck doesn't pull it off, if he does the opposite and gets the worst Batman performance on screen, okay, you know who to blame them to. If Superman versus Batman ends up being a big pile of shit, they're the same people you have to blame again. Warner fucking Brothers.
Mm-hmm. If you would
all right,
put
Anthony.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, if you would put the special effects and visual effects aside, where the hell's the quality? I don't see it. You see, the special effects and the visual effects and nothing makes it nothing more but hype. You're just hyping it up.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And you're going to have clowns and pedophiles like you-know-who are going to support Superman versus Batman because they have a boner about Henry Cavill and they like to get, you know, they like to have, you know, they like to mess around with Henry Cavill in bed. But you know what? Check it out. You can keep defending crap. All right, we know better. We know better, and as far as we're concerned, Age of Ultron is going to be way better than Superman versus Batman, Batman versus Superman, whatever the fuck it's called. Let's move on,
yeah.
Anthony P. We got one more piece of news I want to talk about before I go into regular news.
Yeah, this is probably something I might haven't heard about.
Yeah, this is, it's been revealed, let me see, today it was announced by Paramount Pictures that G.I. Joe 3 is going to have a new director. That's right. Thank God they got rid of that Chinaman who did Retaliation. G.I. Joe Retaliation was probably the worst fucking G.I. Joe movie I have ever fucking seen. Now, I know a lot of people hate on the first one, but that second one was just a piece of fucking shit. And what do you expect from the man who directed a Justin Bieber live-action documentary? I mean, that's not the person you get to direct a G.I. Joe movie, man. Well, DJ Caruso, that's right, the director of a couple of movies that came out, let me see, Eagle Eye and Disturbia. Okay, he also looks like he also had involvement in a movie called I Am Number 4. Okay, and he's working on something called The Disappointments Room. Listen, I was hoping. I didn't want that China man. What's his name again? What's that man's name? John Chu. I didn't want John Chu to do it. And thank goodness he's busy doing that stupid ass Gem and the Holograms movie that he can't do G.I. Joe 3. thank fucking goodness. I don't care what anybody says. I support this decision. I think it's the best thing to do. The next best thing would have been to get the director from part one back, but I guess that's not going to happen. What do you think, Anthony P., about the news of DJ Caruso directing G.I. Joe 3? Go ahead.
Well, I think it's a good thing that I did not get a chance to see the Retaliation movie, which is a good thing. Being since the director from the Retaliation movie is not going to be involved in the third one, maybe, just maybe, this new director would do it justice. Because if he don't pull this shit off right, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to hate him if he doesn't do this right. So he better do it right.
Yeah, and let me just say one more thing. There are a couple of things I got to say. All right, and you know what, Anthony P., don't ever watch that Retaliation movie. I'm telling you, okay?
Did
you see the first movie, Anthony?
Yeah, but only once. I rented it from the local library.
Okay, and what were your thoughts, if you can remember? What were your initial thoughts about the first movie?
I don't know. I thought it was all right. And everything.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really
but it could
entirely
have been better.
To it.
But it could have been better, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. I was
okay.
Hoping it would have something more similar feel from the cartoon television series, and yet kicked up a few notches.
Exactly. But let me just say a couple of things here. DJ Caruso. Mm-hmm. If this show gets back to you in some way, maybe somebody listening in Hollywood gets back to you and tells you the things I'm about to say. DJ Caruso, I got a few things that I want you to do, all right? I'm going to tell you right now. DJ Caruso, if you follow my suggestions, okay, right now, not only will the movie be successful, okay, but you'll be the one director who directed a G.I. Joe movie, all right, who everybody will respect, okay? DJ Caruso, have Cobra Commander. Number one thing. Have Cobra fucking Commander wear his hooded mask, okay? I don't care if it's only for 15 minutes. I don't care if he does it through the – I'd rather have him wear it throughout the whole goddamn movie. Just have Cobra fucking Commander wear his fucking hooded mask.
Right.
Number two, DJ Caruso, more time with the villains. I hear Destro's coming back, fine. I want to see Destro come back, kick Cobra Commander's ass, get back in power, whatever the fuck you want to do, but show more of the villains. And I want to see Destro with his mask on as well. I don't want to just see it 5 minutes at the end of the movie. You know what I'm saying? We want to see these characters looking the way they look like in the damn cartoon, DJ Caruso. Number three, DJ Caruso, bring back fucking Duke. That stupid-ass Chinaman in Retaliation had him killed off. Spoilers for Anthony P. and anybody else who didn't see that piece of shit called Retaliation. They killed Duke. They killed fucking Duke. Now you're saying, oh, if he's dead, how can they bring him back? Listen, I don't give a fuck. This is G.I. Joe. Make something up. Make it up that the government made it look like Duke was dead. In reality, he was in a coma and he just came out of his coma. I don't give a flying fuck what you do. And if you have to pay Channing Tatum $1 billion to come back to the fucking franchise, do it. Otherwise, get fucking John Cena to play fucking Duke. I'd rather have seen him as fucking Duke anyway. Listen,
he pulled it off in the Marine.
Exactly. That's how, matter of fact, that's how Duke should have been, the way John Cena was in the Marine. Look, bottom line is this. I want Cobra Commander with his hood. I want Duke back. I want to see more of the villains, not just little cameos and shit like they did in Retaliation, and more action. More fucking action, DJ Caruso. You know how to do action. You did fucking Eagle Eye. That was action packed. That's what I'm talking about. If you follow at least those three suggestions, DJ Caruso, and make the movie action packed, all right? And don't worry about origins. Don't worry about going, you know, why these characters hate each other. It doesn't fucking matter. Just have them fight. That's all we want to fucking see is see these motherfuckers in battle, okay?
And quality, and I want to see heart in the storyline.
Well, if he can throw that in there as well, I don't give a shit. But I just want to see fucking action, man. I'm an action guy. You know, I grew up with the action movies of the fucking 80s. I grew up with Cobra, Rambo, Lethal fucking Weapon, all the fucking Chuck Norris and Norris movies and shit. That's what I want to see is motherfucking action. This is G.I. Joe, okay? Oh, and do me another favor if you can, DJ Caruso. Keep Bruce Willis out of this picture. He has enough fucking money. All right. It's 6:35. Let's see what else real quick we have here to talk about. Let's see. Oh, what's that? Ooh. All right. Real quick. Oh! George Lucas, it appears, wanted to release Star Wars Episode 7 before he sold his production company, Lucasfilm.
Huh?
Listen, that's what he's saying now. Look. Georgie Porgy, that's the best thing you did was sell your studio before that movie was made. Because you tainted the movies with your prequels so badly. Overwhelmingly, people hate them. Now, I don't have a particular hate for the prequels, you know, but I do realize that they could have been way better. I do realize that shit. I'm not going to lie. Okay? But don't believe George Lucas. He's just trying to be relevant now because the hype machine is going around. People are having conniption fits and orgasms over the fucking teaser trailer that came out last month or the month before. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now Georgie Porgy wants to be relevant, and he wants to act like he has something to do with it, like he has some connection with the new movies. Listen, Georgie Porgy, shut the fuck up, all right? It's too little too late. All right, go back. You're retired. Stop making comments. Nobody's going to see that new fucking piece of shit movie you made with the CGI effects. I don't know, fairies or whatever the fuck it's about. I'm looking. George, it's over. So I'm going to tell George Lucas what people working for him should have told him a long time ago. It's over. Retire. All right, you had your time in the sun, and now the sun's going down for you. Georgie Porgy, shut the fuck up. Anthony P., what do you got to say about that?
Well, you know, it's like you said. He had his run, and just like making a bet. Doing bets. You win a few bets, you make a little money, and walk away. Walk away while you're still ahead. Just walk away.
Exactly. And that's what Nolan should have done after Dark Knight. But no, he got greedy, and he had to fucking make a third movie, you see?
Mm-hmm. Hate to say it, but he should have walked away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, all right. Look, speaking of that damn Star Wars movie, as you know, I don't support it. I think it's a nightmare that people are actually talking good things about this. They're still talking about that stupid-ass lightsaber. Listen, okay? This Star Wars movie is a slap in the face to Star Wars fans, all right? Star Wars is over, okay? The prequels is one thing because the prequels were stories that happened before the original trilogy, okay? But the main story, the main plot of Star Wars ended with the death of Darth Vader in Episode 6, okay? People are accepting this Episode 7, 8, and 9. I predicted like 5 years ago, I predicted that Hollywood was going to try to make a 7, 8, and 9. People laughed at me. That's right. Remember this? This is what people, when I used to talk about this, this is what I used to get back. And now look what's happened. And now look what's happened. Who's laughing now, motherfuckers? Me. Hollywood God is laughing now. Because I said, I predicted, and I'll upload the fucking show that I did in 2012 when I predicted that Hollywood would do this shit. I'll fucking upload it. As a matter of fact, it could have been even earlier than that, because it might have been on the Talkback show here on the Talkback archives. If I have to, I will go through all the archives and upload the fucking show where I predicted that so long ago. But look at who has the last laugh. Who's the last laugh? It's me! Me! And just like I said, and just like I predicted, I said that the people, the so-called Star Wars fans, would eat it up, and they would support it, and they would create intricate details why it's okay to make a 7, 8, and 9. But listen, Darth Vader is dead! Darth Vader is dead! I don't give a fuck who the fuck they come up with as a new villain in this movie. I don't give a fuck if the rumor is true that the fucking Emperor's spirit possesses the body of somebody else. I don't give a shit about this crap. There's no reason for a 7, 8, and 9 except to make Disney money. Go ahead. What do you think about the damn episode 7? Go ahead.
Well, you know, a while back, we were talking about this. Hold on a sec. Keep talking. I'll be right back.
Oh, Anthony, would you have to use the bathroom or something?
Okay, never mind. Pizza's on the way.
Pizza? How dare you eat pizza? Hey, Anthony P., real quick.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy yourself a pair of those Nike sneakers from Back to the Future, Part 2?
No, I got other stuff to save up.
Oh, come on. Don't you like Back to the Future Part 2, man?
I have a Back to the Future Part 2, but I got a limited amount of money right now.
Oh, come on, man. Who's anybody's going to be having those sneakers, man? You're going to look whack without them.
Not exactly, man. Trust me. I got this. I'll be all right. Trust me.
Yeah, but if you don't get paid for your babysitting, how do you expect to make money?
I got Social Security.
Oh. So basically,
that's all I got
for
now.
I'm taking care of you, basically.
And I'm trying to do what I got to do.
I'm just kidding with you, man. I'm just looking to hear what you. Go ahead, continue what you were saying about the episode 7. Go ahead.
Well, we were talking about it a while back, and you do make a hell of a good point. I mean, they could have look. I know it was a teaser trailer, but they could have. The very least they could have done was show several glimpses of our favorite characters. Where the hell is Leia? Where the hell is Han Solo? Where the hell is Luke Skywalker? I don't see no sign of them. I didn't see a sign of them. They could have done more. So, I don't know about this.
All right, well, it's already going to be 6. It's going to be 6:45 soon. I want to thank Anthony P. for calling in. I want to thank the other caller for calling in. All I got to say is this. What Anthony P. said. Anthony P., say it again. Say what you said about DC Comics again. Go ahead.
Watch your back. Watch your back. Enough said.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care,